In news today, the chief executive of Australian Associated Press, Campbell Reid, has announced that they'll be shutting down on June 26 this year. The decision came about after major shareholders, Nine Entertainment and News Corp Australia, ruled that the institution was unsustainable. Andrew Herlinger has the story.
In a historical development for Australia's media landscape, the AAP Newswire will close down after 85 years of supplying content to newspapers, broadcast outlets, and digital editions. Founded in 1935 by Keith Murdoch, the independent entity is designed to allow its subscribers to share the content produced by the journalists and photographers. AAP Chief Executive Bruce Davidson said it had been an extremely difficult decision to shut down the AAP, but signalled that some of the staff would be redeployed at Nine and at News Corp. Journalist Zoe Samos from the Sydney Morning Herald was at the AAP when the decision was announced, and she had more on the subject.
All of the staff were told that two parts of the business were definitely shutting. So one part of that is the Newswire, which has about 200 odd journalists in it, and the other part is Pagemasters, and they do things like sub-editing. They also run the TV guides and the racing pages. So staff have been told today that those two parts of the business will shut down. They've also been told that Nine and News Corp are going to redeploy some of the staff. It's not a big number. I think it's between 30 to 50 people. Obviously, you can imagine that there were a few tears, a lot of people feeling really flat. It was incredibly unexpected for them, even though AAP told them that it had been in the works for about 6 months. So you can imagine it's been a pretty tough day for all of the journalists there.
Typically, the AAP produces more than 500 stories, 750 images and 20 pieces of video each day across news, politics, finance and sport to some 200 subscribers who use it for newspapers, radio, television and websites. Those subscribers will now have to find alternative news sources.
What AAP has been really important in is breaking news for the journalists that aren't on the ground anymore. You know, we've seen massive job cuts in journalism for a long period of time, and what the AAP has done has sort of replaced the people that can be there and break the news right there and then and allow the journos that are still at their desks to sort of follow up.
Today's events have also led Zoe Samos to believe that the decision to discontinue the AAP was not just made by Nine and News Corp, but was actually a unanimous verdict.
There is actually a clause that says if one shareholder pulls, they actually have to give them, I'm not sure what the exact notice period is, but it's actually a number of years' notice. So the only way that this business could have folded today is if there was a unanimous decision by the shareholders. It wouldn't have actually worked if only one of them pulled out. And actually, over the years, between Nine and News Corp or Fairfax Media, which was bought by Nine, they've actually at times been, you know, hesitant to continue with the operation. But this is the first time that obviously the shareholders have come together and all agreed that it actually isn't sustainable.
The news that the AAP is shutting down has hit hard on everyone in the media industry, and has even seen the hashtag #SaveAAP circulate on social media. However, Zoe Samos believes that there is little hope that the service will be saved.
Today, what I think has been made clear is that, certainly by Bruce Davidson, is that the model, the Newswire model, is not viable and not sustainable anymore. So unless someone wants to, try and create something that could exist like that with their own money, it's very unlikely that I think they'll actually be saved. I think what we're seeing today is that journalists are just kind of showing their support. I think in terms of the likelihood of saving it, what that will look like is redeploying as many of them as possible.
Overall, the major fear is that the AAP's removal will reduce news diversity, a point reinforced by Professor and Head of Journalism at UTS, Monica Attard.
I mean, I think we underestimate how important AAP is. You go through the papers any day of the week. You go through the copy that is published and buttressing stories on audio or video outlets, and you will see AAP copy there. AAP cover stories that most mainstream media don't have the resources to cover. So they'll cover court cases that aren't extremely high profile, but that might nonetheless be newsworthy. They'll cover sporting events. They've been particularly good in covering female sport events. Their photography, they're always in places where mainstream media can't be because it's not resourced enough to be there.
Monica Attard, the head of journalism at UTS, University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report from Andrew Herlinger.